بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. Please move forward, inshallah, we're going to start the lesson. In the last lesson, we heard the story of how the Prophet ﷺ, he gave da'wah to his uncle while he was on his deathbed, Abu Talib, and how the kuffar of Quraysh, they dissuaded and prevented Abu Talib from becoming a Muslim, and he died without iman. Today we're going to be hearing the story of Utbah ibn Rabi'ah, and how the Quraysh, they sent Utbah ibn Rabi'ah to try to dissuade the Prophet ﷺ from giving his da'wah. But when he came to the Prophet ﷺ, he himself was influenced by the da'wah itself. So there are about three riwayat that we're going to be discussing today, inshallah, that are going to be talking about that episode. First thing, it's narrated, عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال, جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه narrates, اجتمع قريش يوما فقال, the Quraysh, they gathered one day, and they said, انظروا أعلمكم بالسحر والكهانة والشعر. You should see which of you has the most knowledge about magic and sorcery and poetry. فَلْيَأْتِ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي فَرَّقَ جَمَاعَتَنَا وَشَتَّتَ أَمْرَنَا وَعَابَ دِينَنَا فَلْيُكَلِّمْهُ. And that person who is the most knowledgeable in these things, he should come to this man. And they said it in a very disgracing kind of way, not even mentioning his name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by saying, go to Muhammad. It's kind of, go to that man who's doing this and that, okay? So they should go to this man who has farraqa jama'atana, who has split up our jama'ah, our unity. And shattata amrana basically means the same thing. He has split us up, split our thoughts up, and split our situation up. And he has maligned our deen. He has said bad things about our religion. فَلْيُكَلِّمْهُ, and that person, he should talk to him. وَلْيَنْظُرْ مَاذَا يَرُدُّ عَلَيْهِ, and he should see what response he gives to him. فَقَالُوا, they all agreed, مَا نَعْلَمُ أَحَدًا غَيْرَ عُطْبَ ابْنِ رَبِيَةٍ, we don't know anybody who has these qualities except Utbah ibn Rabi'ah. فَقَالُوا, اِئْتِ يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ, they said, come, O Abu al-Walid. This was his kunya, Abu al-Walid. فَأَتَاهُ عُطْبَةً فَقَالْ, so Utbah came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, يَا مُحَمَّدْ أَنْتَ خَيْرْ أَمْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ, O Muhammad, are you better or is Abdullah better? And who is Abdullah? Abdullah referring to the father of the Prophet ﷺ. فَسَكَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, so the Prophet ﷺ remained quiet. فَقَالْ أَنْتَ خَيْرٌ أَمْ عَبْدُ الْمُطَّلِبِ, are you better or is Abdul Muttalib better? Referring here to the grandfather of the Prophet ﷺ. فَسَكَتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, the Prophet ﷺ, he remained quiet. قَالْ فَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَزَعْمُ أَنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ خَيْرٌ مِنْكَ فَقَدْ عَبَدُوا الْآلِهَةَ الَّتِي عِبْتَ, so if you think that those people were better than you, then why were they better than you? Because فَقَدْ عَبَدُوا, because they worshipped those gods that you are maligning and you are saying bad things about, you are finding fault with. وَإِنْ كُنْتَ تَزَعْمُ أَنَّكَ خَيْرٌ مِنْهُمْ فَتَكَلَّمْ حَتَّى نَسْمَعَ قَوْلَكَ, and if you think you are better than them, then speak until we hear what you have to say. إِنَّا وَاللَّهِ مَا رَأَيْنَا سَخْلَةً قَطُّ أَشْأَمَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْكَ, and he said it in a very disgraceful way, insulting the Prophet ﷺ. And basically he said that, I swear by Allah, we've never seen a sakhla. Sakhla is lamb. Okay, a lamb. And he said, we've never seen a lamb who is more son of a kid goat. It's basically what it is. A small goat. So we've not seen a goat or a small goat or a baby goat which is more ash'am. Ash'am means more misfortunate, or which has more misfortune attached to it than you upon his people. فَرَّقْتَ جَمَاعَتَنَا, you have split up our jama'ah, our group. وَشَتَّتَّ أَمْرَنَا, and you have split up our whole situation. وَعِبْتَ دِينَنَا, and you have found fault in our religion. وَفَضَحْتَنَا فِي الْعَرَبِ, and you have disgraced us amongst the Arabs. حَتَّى لَقَدْ طَارَ فِيهِمْ أَنَّ فِي قُرَيْشٍ سَاحِرًا, until if it has even become prevalent amongst the people that there is a magician amongst the Quraysh. Okay, people have started spreading this rumor that amongst the Quraysh there is a magician. وَأَنَّ فِي قُرَيْشِ كَاهِنًا, and amongst the Quraysh there is a kahin, a sorcerer. وَاللَّهِ مَا نَنْتَظِرُ إِلَّا مِثْلَ صَيْحَةِ الْحُبْلَى أَنْ يَقُومَ بَعْضُنَا إِلَى بَعْضٍ بِالسُّيُوفِ حَتَّى نَتَفَانَا. And he said that, I swear by Allah that we have the ability to stand up and fight each other, you know, and it won't take more than the screaming of a woman in her labor pain. You know, when a woman is giving birth to a baby and she screams, that is enough for us to get up and start fighting each other with swords until we kill each other. That's how wild we are and how much we can fight. Ayyuha rajul, O man, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O man, in kana innama bika al-haja, jama'na lak hatta takuna aghna quraishin rajulan. If you have any kind of need, just tell us, and we will gather that thing for you until you become the richest man of Quraysh. Wa in kana innama bika al-ba'a, fakhtar ayya nisa'i quraishin shi'ta, falnuzawwijka 'ashra. And if you have any need for marriage, then just tell us. Choose any woman from amongst the Quraysh and we'll give you 10. We'll make you marry 10 women. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَرَضْتُ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, have you finished? قال نعم. He said, I finished. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم started reciting the Quran. And he started reading, حَمِيمْ تَنْزِيلٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ كِتَابٌ فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. Until he reached the ayah, فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَقُلْ أَنذَرْتُكُمْ صَاعِقَةً مِثْلَ صَاعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودَ. If, and this the verse is the thing that he got afraid of, he said, if they turn their backs from you, then tell them that I am warning you of a punishment like the punishment of Aad and Thamud. Sa'iqa means a person who faints and because of any kind of illness. So Sa'iqa was the punishment that came to Aad and Thamud. So I'm warning you about this. فَقَالَ عُتْبَةً, when he heard this, عُتْبَةً, he said, حَسْبُكْ, stop. مَا عِنْدَكَ غَيْرَ هَذَا, you don't have anything other than this? قَالَ لَا, he said, no. فَرَجَعَ إِلَىٰ قُرَيْشِ فَقَالُوا مَا وَرَاءَكَ. He went back to the Quraysh and said, what happened? مَا وَرَاءَكَ means what is behind you, meaning what happened when you went there. قَالْ مَا تَرَكْتُ شَيْئًا أَرَىٰ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَلِّمُونَهُ إِلَّا كَلَّمْتُهُ. He said, whatever I think that you would have said to him, I said it to him. Meaning I didn't leave any stone unturned in discussing with him what needed to be discussed and what needed to be told to him. قَالُوا فَهَلْ أَجَابَكَ, they said, did he respond? فقال نعم, he said, yes, he did respond. ثم قال لا والذي نصبها بنية, he said, no, I swear by he who has made this a building, meaning who has made the Kaaba into a building. ما فهمت شيئا مما قال غير أنه أنذركم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود. He said, I didn't understand anything what he said, except he warned you of a punishment like the punishment of Aad and Thamud. قالوا ويلك يكلمك الرجل بالعربية لا تدري ما قال. Said, may you be destroyed, a person is talking to you in Arabic and you don't even understand what he said. قال لا والله ما فهمت شيئا مما قال غير ذكر الساعة. He said, I swear by Allah, I didn't understand anything that he said except for the mention of this punishment. So there's another riwayah which is, has a few different things in it. There's a riwayat of Bayhaqi and Hakim, and in that it's mentioned, وَإِن كُنْتَ إِنَّمَا بِكَ الرِّئَاسَ أَقَدْنَا أَلْوِيَّتَنَا لَكْ فَكُنْتَ رَأْسًا مَا بَقِيتْ. If you want riyasa, if you want leadership, then we're going to tie our flags up and basically make you a leader under those flags until you are alive. As long as you are alive, you can be our leader. وَعِنْدَهُ أَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَالْ فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا فَقُلْ أَنْذَلْتُكُمْ صَاعِقَةً مِثْلَ صَاعِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ أَمْسَكَ عُطْبَ عَلَىٰ فِيهِ. In this riwayah, it's mentioned that when the Prophet ﷺ read that verse, فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا, meaning if they turn their backs, then tell them about the punishment or warn them about the punishment that was given to Ad and Thamud. Utba, he held onto his mouth, meaning he stopped his mouth, he put his hand on the Prophet's mouth and made him stop. وَنَاشَدَهُ الرَّحِمْ أَنْ يَكُفَّ عَنْهُ. And he implored him and he gave him an oath. And in Arab it's very common to, if you're really stressing upon something, you say بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. Okay, that I swear by Allah, stop doing that. You know, بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ, stop doing that or do that, but you know, whatever you want to do. So he gave him an oath, and he gave him the oath of the relationships, which was a very strong oath in that time, to stop reading what he was reading. وَلَمْ يَخْرُجْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَلَمْ يَخْرُجْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَاحْتَبَسَ عَنْهُ. So this Utba, after hearing these verses of the Qur'an, he, according to this riwayah, he never went out to his family, and he stayed away from them. He stayed away from going out to them. فَقَالَ أَبُو جَهَلْ وَاللَّهِ يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ. Abu Jahl started saying, O people of Quraysh, مَا نَرَى عُطْبَ إِلَّا صَبَى إِلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ. I think that Utba has become a Sabi. And this was a phrase which was used by the people of the time, that a person has become Sabi. For anybody who used to become a Muslim, it was a kind of a derogatory term. And in the Quran, the word Sabi is used as being a religion of truth. And some scholars say that a Sabi is the person who used to follow Dawood alayhi salam was termed as a Sabi. And there are a couple of other different interpretations of that. But it was a religion of truth, but these people, the Quraysh, used to use it in a derogatory way for Muslims who had accepted Islam. So they started saying about Utba that he's become a Sabi. He's become a Sabi and he's gone to Muhammad. وَأَعْجَبَهُ طَعَامَهُ. And the food of Muhammad has, he's started to like the food of Muhammad. وَمَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا مِنْ حَاجَةٍ أَصَابَتْهُ. And maybe this is because of some need that he came across. إِنْطَلِقُوا بِنَا إِلَيْهِ. Let's go to him, let's go to him and talk to him. فَأَتَوْهُ. So they came to him. فَقَالَ أَبُو جَهَلْ. And Abu Jahl said, وَاللَّهِ يَا عُطْبَ, I swear by Allah, O Utba, مَا جِئْنَا إِلَّا أَنَّكَ صَبَوْتَ إِلَىٰ مُحَمَّدٍ وَأَعْجَبَكَ أَمْرَهُ وَأَعْجَبَكَ أَمْرُهُ. We came to you because we think that you've become a Sabi to Muhammad and taken the religion of Muhammad, and his situation is something that pleases you. فَإِنْ كَانَ بِكَ حَاجَةٍ جَمَعْنَا لَكَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا مَا يُغْنِيكَ عَنْ طُعَامِ مُحَمَّدٍ. If you have any need, we can gather all of our wealth together and give it to you so that you don't need to eat from the food of Muhammad. فغضب. He became angry. وأقسم بالله لا يكلم محمدا عبدا. He swore by Allah that he would never talk to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم after that ever. وقال, and he said, لقد علمتم أني من أكثر قريش مالا. You know that I have the most wealth in all of Quraysh, meaning I don't need anybody's wealth. You came to give me this kind of incentive to take the wealth. I don't need anybody's wealth, okay, because I'm the richest. ولكني أتيته. I came to Muhammad. وقص عليهم القصة. And he told the whole story. فأجابني بشيء والله ما هو بسحر ولا بشعر ولا كهانة. And he responded to me with something. It was not magic, it was not poetry, it was not sorcery. Meaning the Quran. I have heard this and it was not magic, it was not poetry, it was not sorcery. قرأ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم حتى بلغ فإن أعرضوا فقل أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود. He read to me this beginning of the surah, and he read until this ayah which we've mentioned already. فإن أعرضوا فقل أنذرتكم صاعقة مثل صاعقة عاد وثمود. فأمسكت بفيه. I stopped his hand, I held his mouth. وَنَاشَدُّهُ الرَّحِمُ أَنْ يَكُفَ. And I implored him that he should stop. وَقَدْ عَلِمْتُمْ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا إِذَا قَالَ شَيْئًا لَمْ يَكْذِبْ. And you know that when Muhammad says something, he does not lie. So basically, again, on the one hand, he's a disbeliever, and he's trying to tell Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stop giving his dawah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds to him, and in that verse, he said that if they turn their backs from you, then warn them about the punishment that Aad and Thamud got. And he's saying that you know that Muhammad doesn't lie. So on the one hand, he's telling him not to give dawah, and on the other hand, he believes him. Okay, so he says that you know that Muhammad, when he says something, he does not lie. فَخِفْتُ أَن يَنزِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْعَذَابِ. I was afraid that the punishment is going to come upon you. So basically what he's saying is, that I was so afraid the punishment is going to come upon you that I basically stayed in my house and I didn't even want to venture to come out. I didn't want to do that. One more riwayah which is similar to this. It's narrated from Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, أن قريش اجتمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم جالس في المسجد. It's mentioned that the Quraysh, they gathered for the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet was sitting in the masjid. فَقَالَ عُطْبَ ابْنُ رَبِيَ لَهُمْ. عُطْبَ ابْنُ رَبِيَ, he suggested to them, دَعُونِي حَتَّى أَقُومَ إِلَيْهِ أُكَلِّمْهُ. Let me go to him and talk to him. فَإِنِّي عَسَىٰ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَرْفَقَ بِهِ مِنْكُمْ. I think that I can be a little more gentler with him than you people. فَقَامَ عُطْبَ حَتَّى جَلَسْ. So Utba, he stood up until حَتَّى جَلَسَ إِلَيْهِ, until he came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال يَبْنَ أَخِي, O my nephew, أَرَاكَ أَوْسَطُنَا بَيْتًا, I see you that you are the most just, meaning your household is the most just and the most balanced amongst all the households. وَأَفْضَلُنَا مَكَانًا, and you have the best status from amongst us. وَقَدْ أَدْخَلْتَ عَلَى قَوْمِكَ مَا لَمْ يُدْخِلْ رَجُلٌ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ مِثْلَهُ. And you've put into your people, you've entered or introduced into your people something that no man has ever done before. فَإِن كُنْتَ تَطْلُبُ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ مَالًا فَذَلِكَ لَكَ. If you want wealth out of this, if you want money out of this, then you can have it. فَذَلِكَ لَكَ عَلَىٰ قَوْمِكَ أَن يَجْمَعَ لَكَ حَتَّى تَكُونَ أَكْثَرُنَا مَالًا. It is incumbent upon your people that they're going to gather money for you until you become the most wealthy from amongst us. وَإِن كُنْتَ تَطْلُبُ شَرَفًا فَنَحْنُ نُشَرِّفُكَ حَتَّى لَا يَكُونَ أَحَدٌ مِّن قَوْمِكَ أَشْرَفَ مِنْكَ. And if you want a position, then we're going to give you a position until nobody can be more higher than you in any position. وَلَا نَقْطَعُ أَمْرًا دُونَكَ, and we're not going to do anything or decide anything without your permission. وَإِن كَانَ هَذَا عَنْ مُلِمْ يُصِيبُكَ فَلَا تَقْتِرُ عَلَى النُّزُوعِ مِنْهُ. بَذَلْنَا لَكَ خَزَائِنَنَا حَتَّى نُعْذَرَ فِي طَلَبِ الطِّبِّ لِذَلِكَ مِنْكَ. And if you have some kind of illness, then you cannot escape this illness, then we're going to spend all of our money to try to get the best doctor for you until we have no excuse left. Meaning we're going to find the best doctor for you to cure you of this sickness. وَإِن كُنْتَ تُرِيدُ مُلْكًا مَلَّكْنَاكَ. If you want a kingdom, we'll make you a king. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أَفَرَغْتَ يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ. Have you finished, O Abu al-Walid? قَالَ نَعْمْ. He said, I finished. قَالَ فَقَرَعَ عَلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ حَامِيمَ السِّجْدَ حَتَّى مَرَّ بِالسَّجْدَ فَسَجَدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ وَعُتْبَةُ مُلْقٍ يَدَهُ خَلْفَ ظَهْرِهِ حَتَّى فَرَغَ مِنْ قِرَاءَتِهَا. So the Prophet ﷺ started reciting Surah Hameen Sajda, and when he got to the Sajda, the Prophet ﷺ prostrated. There's a Sajda in that Surah. So the Prophet ﷺ made the prostration, and Utbah was standing with his hands behind his back until he had finished from his recitation. ثُمَّ قَامَ عُتْبَةُ مَا يَدْرِي مَا يَرْجِعُ بِهِ إِلَى نَادِي قَوْمِهِ. And Utbah stood up, not knowing what to take back to the majlis of his people, the gathering of his people that were sitting there. He didn't know what to take back to them, what response to take back to them. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ مُقْبِلًا قَالُوا. When they saw him coming towards them, they said, قَدْ كَلَّمْتَهُ بِالَّذِي قَالُوا لَقَدْ رَجَعَ إِلَيْكُمْ بِوَجْهٍ غَيْرِ مَا قَامَ مِنْ عِنْدِكُمْ. He's coming with a different face than how he left you. Meaning he left with one face, and he's coming back with a completely different face. They could see from his face that something was up. فَجَلَسَ إِلَيْهِمْ فَقَالْ. He sat close to them, and he said, يَا مَعْشَرَ قُرَيْشِ. O people of Quraysh, قَدْ كَلَّمْتُهُ بِالَّذِي أَمَرْتُمُونِ بِهِ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرَّغْتُ كَلَّمَنِي بِكَلَامٍ لَا وَاللَّهِ مَا سَمِعْتُ أُذُنَايَ مِثْلَهُ قَطُّ وَمَا دَرَيْتُ مَا أَقُولُ لَهُ. I talked to him with that you ordered me with, until when I finished my talk, he started talking to me with such words that, wallahi, I swear by Allah, my ears have never heard anything like that ever. وَمَا دَرَيْتُ مَا أَقُولُ لَهُ. And I didn't know what to say to him. Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, O people of Quraysh, فَأَطِيعُونِي الْيَوْمِ. Just listen to what I am saying today. Just obey me today. وَعَصُونِي فِيمَا بَعْدَهُ. Even if you want to disbelieve me and disobey me after this for the rest of your lives, but listen to what I am saying today. وَاتْرُكُ الرَّجُلِ. Leave this man alone. وَعَتَزِلُوهُ. And let go of him. فَوَاللَّهِ مَا هُوَ بِتَارِكٍ مَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ. Because he's not about to leave this mission that he's upon. وَخَلُّوا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ سَائِرِ الْعَرَبِ. And don't become a barrier between him and the rest of the Arabs. فَإِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ يَكُونُ شَرَفُهُ شَرَفَكُمْ وَعِزُّهُ عِزَّكُمْ. If he supersedes, if he becomes victorious over them, then his position, his honor becomes your honor. His respect becomes your respect, because he's part of Quraysh. وَإِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْهِ تَكُونُوا قَدْ كَفَيْتُمُوهُ بِغَيْرِكُمْ. Then if they become victorious over him, then you've already washed your hands of him anyway. He's basically, you've left him for other people. قَالُوا صَبَعْتَ يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ. They said, O al-Walid, you've become a Sabi. You've left your religion. So this was the power of how the Prophet ﷺ recited the Quran, and it used to influence people in such a short span of time. Those people, they knew that this is not any ordinary poetry, because they were experienced at poetry to a degree that, that a person could just sit and make up pages and pages of poetry, just what's known as fil badi, that a person just on instinct just makes up poetry. So when they heard the Quran, they knew instantly that this is something completely unique. And this, when you have the word Arabic, okay, the opposite of Arabic is what? Ajami. Do you know what Ajami means? Anybody know? What is it? No. The real meaning. The real meaning of Ajam means a person who's dumb, who doesn't know how to talk. This is the real meaning of Ajam. Okay? Because the Arabs, they had such a depth linguistics that any person who was not Arabic was automatically dumb. That's what Ajami means. So the people for whom the Quran was revealed, they knew instantly that these were not the words of a human being. And this is what Utbah ibn Rabi'ah felt straight away when he heard the Prophet ﷺ reciting the Quran. So in all three of the riwayas, it shows that as soon as he heard the Quran, he was completely influenced and changed by it. And even his friends who had sent him, they said, he's come with a different face than when he left you. So this was the influence of the Quran And this was how people got influenced by the Quran when it was revealed to them, which we tend to, you know, belittle and, you know, basically don't understand the value of. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said in here.